Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone, on this wet and soggy Sunday afternoon. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Hope you'll keep warm and dry with us. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of the show is nutritional supplements. We talk about vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With us this afternoon is Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Sam. Good afternoon, everybody.
And soon to be joining us is our medical expert and co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. And we have two guests with us here in the studio, Naomi Whittle and Dr. James Perrin. Naomi is the founder and CEO of Reservage Organics, a French-based organic health supplement company, and Dr. James Perrin, a medical doctor and a researcher, and has been working with Reservage to formulate and research their resveratrol-based product line. I want to welcome you both to the Wilner Window.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Don Goldberg?
Yes. Okay. Now, resveratrol is probably one of the most talked about supplements on the market right now, and with good reason. The interest in this substance probably stems from, no pun intended, from what has been called the French paradox. Now, would that be correct? And what exactly, then, is the French paradox?
So we see the French paradox, being a French-based company, as really, when you're in France and you are sitting at a cafe, for example, and you look around and you see what people are eating and drinking, so they're drinking their red wine, they're eating a lot of carbohydrates, they're putting butter all over their food, and yet they look great, they're thin, they're moving around, they're in their gardens, they're very active. And to us, that's really the French paradox. And it's the simple fact that they can eat these very high, rich diets, have very low levels of cardiovascular disease, actually the lowest in the westernized world. And that's the French paradox.
So the question then came up, well, if they're eating what in many respects we would consider an unhealthy diet, what is there in that, in the French diet, that kind of seems to have this protective effect? And I'm assuming that the answer, as everybody probably realizes, one of the answers at least, is the red wine. And so my next question then is, how did we get from a red wine to this specific component of red wine, a resveratrol?
So perhaps Dr. Perrin can speak about the scientific piece as it relates.
Well, with the red wine, what they found was that as you drink more red wine, you kind of incorporate that French paradox piece. So they were noticing the health benefits of red wine. So that led to an intriguing question, exactly what you just asked, which is why. So back in the 1930s, roughly, the first thing that science kind of knew about being a longevity factor was calorie restriction diets. And calorie restriction diets is one way to be able to increase the longevity of humans. And that's been shown over the years to be true. Well, back in roughly 2000 in that area, a lot of research was going into the molecule resveratrol. And what was found was that resveratrol triggers the same pathways as calorie restriction diets to help with longevity. And that's kind of where it all started at.
So it turns out, or at least we're hoping that by taking resveratrol, we can achieve the same benefit, the same anti-aging benefit and other healthful benefits as we would if we had put ourselves on a calorie-restricted diet, which, of course, most of us don't really want to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's basically the way it looks. To be able to mimic a calorie restriction diet, you can take resveratrol to kind of start those longevity pathways, those biochemical pathways, and get them going so that you can get the health benefits. There's been a lot of studies also on other health benefits in different areas, diabetes, heart, etc., that have shown really good results.
Well, I was just going to ask you, because you touched on that initially. One of the impressive things about resveratrol, and one of the reasons that it's generating so much interest, is that this is not just marketing hype or a speculation. There are a large number of good scientific clinical studies that have been done on this material.
Yeah, that's true, and that's actually one of the reasons why I got involved, was because I looked at it and I saw some really good research that was backing up the benefits of resveratrol, and I thought it was very intriguing. And I think that the research keeps proving out that there are a lot of really good health benefits to this molecule.
Now, one of the early criticisms, I think, was that the amount of resveratrol that people were getting either by drinking red wine or even in some of the early attempts to come up with supplements was that the amount was substantially lower than that was being used or being looked at in a lot of the clinical studies. Is that still the case, or have we now come up with supplements that are actually giving us quantities of resveratrol that really can be expected to exert the clinical effects?
In a typical bottle of red wine, there are usually anywhere from 2.5 to 5 milligrams of resveratrol. And depending on the yield, where it comes from, where the grapes come from, there's a variety of different elements that sort of create that difference, but you're only getting a few milligrams. And the studies that have been done on resveratrol vary from 20 milligrams of the bioactive trans resveratrol, and we can talk about the different types of resveratrol a little bit later, but from 20 milligrams all the way up to, we're involved in a human clinical study at the University of Florida, and they are testing 1,000 milligrams. So the average is about 250 milligrams. That's what's been studied more than any other dosage.
Yeah, well, you know, looking at the Reservage product line, you have resveratrol, just the straight resveratrol products. You have it in 100 milligram, 250 milligrams, and you have a 500 milligram, as far as I know. So basically, then that would put you in the range of what, at our current thinking, would be the dosage necessary to actually get some type of an effect.
Absolutely. And Dr. Perrin can speak about the different effects with the different milligram dosages. But, for example, the majority of the doctors that use our products are taking around the 500 milligram dose. I know Dr. Oz said if there's one nutrient you should take, one supplement, it should be resveratrol, and he takes 500 milligrams. So depending on the age and what benefits you're looking for, it takes, according to studies, it takes 20 milligrams to activate the the longevity SIRT1 gene, and that's all that it takes. So the other benefits are antioxidant, super antioxidant benefits, and again, Dr. Perrin can speak more about those.
Okay, well, look, why don't we take, you know, we're going to be coming up to a break in just a moment, but before the break, why don't we sort of lay out to the listeners what exactly are the reasons that somebody would take a resveratrol supplement?
Well, I think when you look at the different dosages and the way we set it up, what I always try to talk to people about is, like, at the 100 milligram level, that's a good level for younger individuals who are maybe active but want to start on a resveratrol dosage. And so I give them that milligram dosage. The 250 milligrams, I will move up and say, okay, you know, people in their 30s and 40s, you know, if you're active, that's probably a good dosage. And then 40s and 50s and active, 500 milligrams is a good dosage to be able to give you the antioxidant effects plus the health benefits that are involved. And that's kind of how I break down our different dosages for people.
Okay, now the health benefits would be you know, you mentioned anti-aging, but are there, you know, what other specific areas has this substance been shown to be helpful? Heart disease, for example. What else?
Oh yeah, there's quite a few other areas. So talking about the heart, the resveratrol has some effects exactly like the anti-inflammatory effects of aspirin, and can decrease reactions to inflammatory processes. It's been shown pretty good to have some cardio benefits.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. When we get back from this break, we'll get into some details about your particular resveratrol products, what makes them different from some of the other ones on the market, and we'll talk about why you have certain ingredients included in there with the resveratrol and so forth. But first, Sam, what do you say we take a break?
It sounds like a good idea. Okay. You're listening to Wilner Window. I'm Sam Forbes, along with Don Goldberg, and Dr. Richard Podell has arrived, and we will be hearing from him shortly, I'm sure. And we have our special guest, Naomi Whittle and Dr. James Perrin. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Blackcurrants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's blackcurrant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formula.
Hang on, folks. Okay, this is Sam Forbes, and you know that some people think that because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements, and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you, well, and how to properly take them, the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices anywhere. Well, it's true. And you don't believe me? Well, here's some examples. Right now, in addition to our everyday low 20% discounts, we've got the following sales in effect. Doctor's Best, America's Finest, and Healthy Origins 40% off the full lines. Source Naturals, the full line, is on sale at 35% off. And the full lines of Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Sprunk Jansen, Quality of Life, and others, 30% off. And there's more.
There certainly is more, Sam. The entire Solgar line, for example, is on sale at 25% off list. Nordic Naturals is on sale. Allergy Research Group is on sale. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you go to our website, wilner.com, and click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. You can also call for for a catalog if you'd like. 1-800-633-1106. You just leave your name and your address. That number once again, 1-800-633-1106. Of course, another choice, even better, is to visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on our website at www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up products, prices, and even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll resume with our conversation in just a moment.
Dr. John Gray is the best-selling relationship author of all time. His classic book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, has sold over 40 million copies. Now, Dr. Gray is also helping men and women fight the battle of the bulge with his favorite superfood, PGX.
I really focus on the easy, simple things that can make a big difference. There's a whole range of diets in the market, and the problem is people can't follow them. But you've got to give people something so that they can easily follow those good diet plans. The most powerful superfood that I've discovered is called PGX. So taking PGX is not a diet plan. It slows down the release of carbohydrates in your body. I tried it. It worked for me. I started sharing it all my wellness seminars. Now I'm teaching about it. But it's one of those powerful, simple little things that can make a big difference.
You can find Dr. John Gray's favorite superfood, PGX, from Natural Factors at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. What if I told you there's a dietary supplement designed to support attention, learning, memory, and other cognitive functions, assist the brain and body in coping with stress, and facilitating growth factor action for brain circuit renewal? Well, there is such a supplement, and it's called Natural Brain Enhancers, and it's from Doctors Best. How could a supplement be so beneficial to brain function? It's because it contains two unique and powerful nutrients that occur naturally in the human brain and complement each other while supporting virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, glycerophosphocholine, and PS, phosphatidylserine. Both are well documented for their benefits and safety of use through more than 30 double-blind trials and hundreds of other human and animal studies. For more detailed information, check www.wilner.com. But you don't need to have already started taking natural brain enhancers from Doctors Best to appreciate this great deal. During the month of April, Wilner Chemist is featuring natural brain enhancers at one half price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, who has joined us. And we also have our special guests, Naomi Whittle and Dr. James Perrin, who's here representing Reservage Resveratrol Products. Okay, if you want to start queuing up to give us a call, and you have questions for us, we won't be taking them right away, but if you want to line up for a little bit later when we will be taking questions, the number is 1-800-321-0710. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-321-0710. Don?
Okay. I think we all appreciate the value of taking resveratrol supplements. There are many, many products out there on the market now that contain or claim to contain a resveratrol. Reservage, I'm sure, feels that their product is better than the others. Tell us why that is.
Well, there are a couple of reasons. We founded this company in France, and I founded it with my cousin, who's a French MD. When we decided to launch this company, our basic thought process was we don't want to get involved in this ingredient that is basically can be commoditized unless we can really offer something that's of a higher value at a great price. So we went to the PhDs at the University of Bordeaux, and we sat down with them, and they've been studying polyphenols and all of that research, and they've been leading the world. They've been leading the World Congress on polyphenols since the 70s. And they gave us some incredible insights in how to work with not just resveratrol, because it's a very volatile molecule, but also with the other polyphenols, how to extract them, how to really develop a product that would be at the top. And so from that point, we then went to organic vineyards in the south of France. And we met with these vineyards, we met with the owners of these vineyards, and we said, okay, we want to buy everything that's left over after you make the wine, the pumice. That's where all of the nutrients are. That's where the antioxidants really rest. And so we were able to source the only organic French red wine grapes. And the other piece that we learned was that resveratrol, as we all know, doesn't really come from the grape. It comes primarily from another source called Japanese knotweed. But the part that does come from the grape comes from the vine. And the vine is not harvested at the same time as the grape. It comes usually in January or February. So we incorporate into our formulas an organic source of resveratrol from the vine. And we use a patent-pending process to really create this incredible resveratrol. In addition to that, we work with the leading extraction facility in the world. It's just 10 minutes away from where our vineyard are, and they extract a specific polyphenol blend that works in conjunction with the resveratrol. The French paradox may not only be about resveratrol, it may also be about these other polyphenols. So we are firm believers that that is part of it, and so we've incorporated that into our product. So the fact that we're organic, that we use a specific patent-pending process to extract our polyphenols, and we put that into our product, and it's exclusive and nobody else has it. In addition to the simple fact that we don't know the best source of resveratrol, so we also partnered with the only organic source of muscadine grapes. And the muscadine grape is considered to be the smart grape. It's got an extra chromosome. It has the highest levels, according to quite a few different studies, of resveratrol here in the States. So we've incorporated all of these high-quality ingredients. In addition to that, because we source our own materials straight from the vineyard, we're not working with some raw material supplier who's shipping it from where we have no idea. Because we go right to the soil, we have this traceability, we cut out the cost of the middleman. So we're able to supply this premium, high-quality ingredient product formula to all of our customers at a non-premium price. So I think that's what really, really sets us apart. The one last piece I'm going to add to that is, actually, I'm going to have Dr. Perrin speak a little bit about why a plant will produce resveratrol and why organic is important to us, not just because we want to provide a pure product, but because of the levels of resveratrol.
Well, resveratrol is a molecule that the plants use to fight off fungus and other invaders. And the organic version of the plant not receiving pesticides, not receiving anything else that will decrease those invaders, keeps the resveratrol levels high in plants that have to fight off natural invaders. So we look at the organic version as saying, okay, not only do we not worry about the pesticides being in the product, but we also then have the organic version because they have higher levels of resveratrol produced within the plants.
Okay. Very, very interesting. You certainly do have some unique characteristics inherent in your product. We'll talk about some other aspects of this. For example, we'll talk about the trans-resveratrol question and so forth, but I think we're up against a break. Sam?
That's right. Okay. You're listening to Wilner Window. It is, as Don just said, it's time for a break, so we'll be back in just a few moments.
The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways, and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer? In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex, combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just two packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Steamy window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guests, Naomi Whittle and Dr. James Perrin, and we're talking about resveratrol. If you would like to ask us a question about resveratrol and how it might be helpful to you, I'm sure after this show you will certainly think so. The number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. There's definitely lines open, so normally if you're always waiting to ask us a question, this is certainly a good time to start lining up. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. And Naomi, I have a question regarding resveratrol. Oftentimes you see the component of resveratrol coming from Polygonum caspidium or something like that, the Japanese knotweed. Now, of course, we talked about the grape and all the benefits from the grape. Why is it coming from the Japanese knotweed?
Sam, it's such a good question, and it's one we get all the time. Basically, it takes about 2,000 kilos of grapes, skins, seeds, stems, all of the above, to make 1 kilo of resveratrol. It takes about 20-plus kilos of this root, this Japanese knotweed, which is a root that grows all over the place. It's an invasive weed, as Dr. Perrin and I know all about. And it takes a much lesser amount, so 20-plus kilos. So it's really the difference in the extraction process. It's just not practical to get the milligram dosages that we are all looking for, the 250, the 500 milligrams that we're all looking for from the grape. We just can't get it. But it doesn't mean that we can't get those other grape polyphenols, and so that's why we incorporate both.
Okay, because certainly many people who are curious or interested in purchasing resveratrol are usually surprised to find that it's made of this component. So there's absolutely no difference between this and the grape seed. There's no intrinsic value of grapes over Polygonum caspidium or Japanese knotweed.
Well, you have other products that are involved with the Japanese knotweed, so you have to look at there's a molecule in it called Imodin, which is one that we keep as low as possible, but it's also a molecule that gives diarrhea to the person. So incorporating Imodin into the formulation, you try to keep that as low as possible. And in our company, we pay very close attention to that. Other companies don't necessarily. So that's one of the things.
The difference between, like with ours, it's 1.5%, and it can go all the way up to 6%. So we spend a lot more money knowing that this is such a critical piece.
And as long as you're here, we're talking about resveratrol. There may also be some confusion about resveratrol and transresveratrol. You've mentioned it a couple times, so let's see if we can clarify it. I'm sure you've already mentioned it already. What is the difference, and why is transresveratrol preferable, or what do you want to look for?
Well, with transresveratrol is a term relating to the molecular configuration of resveratrol as a molecule. There's cis and trans forms. Cis just is the way it's folded. Trans is a separate way it's folded. The cis form is bioactive, but it doesn't have as much bioactivity as the trans form. So when you look at a resveratrol product, a lot of other companies will just say they have resveratrol, and that can be any level of cis to trans. We look at it as trans form. We make sure that we have the level of trans resveratrol, the active form of resveratrol in our product. So that's what we try to pay attention to.
And Don, looking at the label of the Reservage resveratrol, it looks like a 250 milligram resveratrol comes from 500 milligrams of resveratrol yielding 250 milligrams of transresveratrol. So there's probably some benefit to the other 250 milligrams of resveratrol. But
I was going to expand a little bit on the answers to your question just a moment ago, Sam. The reason that they're getting 200 milligrams out of 500 is because it's the amount of resveratrol naturally present in the extract. The 500 milligrams, I'm assuming, is the extract or the concentrate, which contains about 50% resveratrol. But the question about the difference between, or is there a difference between the resveratrol that's from Japanese knotweed, from peanuts, from a red wine, or the skin from the grapes, whatever? The answer is that from a molecular standpoint, the actual resveratrol is the same. What Dr. Perrin and Naomi are pointing out is that there are some other advantages to the other constituents in the red wine, the grape skin, the grape seed, the stem, and so forth. So what they are making sure is that they are including all of those other related materials along with the resveratrol. And if you were comparing a product that just had resveratrol from Japanese knotweed, without all of these other associated factors from the grape skin and the grape seed and so forth, then you might indeed have a product that would not have the same benefit. Whereas in the reservage product, because they include several hundred milligrams of a blend of these other components, you are getting a complete a much broader benefit. Am I explaining this correctly, guys?
Absolutely. There's no question. And that's, you know, when we had spoken earlier about what sets our company apart, we really geared ourselves up to produce the world's finest. And the world's finest resveratrol is about the resveratrol molecule. It's also about the other molecules that surround it. And so you're 100% right on what makes it.
Okay, now one quick question, while we're still on the question of trans. I would have assumed that any resveratrol that was extracted properly from an organic, well, from a plant source, whether Japanese knotweed, the grape skin, or whatever, should be expected to be mostly trans. Are there products on the market that have resveratrol that are not mostly trans? And if so, does that mean that they're using a synthetic resveratrol?
I'll answer the first part and have Dr. Perrin answer the second part. Yes, there are tons and tons of products out there from companies that don't specialize in resveratrol that just say, hey, wow, look at this great hot molecule. Everyone's buying it. Oh, I think we'll add it to our variety of different products that we have on the shelf. They don't pay attention to the details. It's a lot less expensive to just put out a resveratrol. Maybe the customer won't get the difference. So, there are tons of products like that. And for us, we just didn't want to be involved in anything like that. We want there to be full transparency. We want anyone who's taking this super antioxidant to be able to get the benefits so that they'll recognize, yeah, this is something that I should be taking. And while I may not notice a difference before a couple of weeks, I want to notice the difference. And so we are 100% committed to showing the trans resveratrol right on the front of our package. We could say on our 250 milligram, it's 500 milligram resveratrol and put that on the front. We choose not to. We put half of that because that's how much trans resveratrol there is, and that's how committed we are to that concept.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was curious about. I thought that the resveratrol that is present in something like Japanese knotweed was like 90-95% trans, and that if you extracted that material, that's what you would end up with. You're saying that that's not the case?
It can vary from 20% up to 50%. Now, you can get, and we do use 98% from natural sources. So it's just extracted at a much different level, and it just keeps being purified until it gets that 98%. Now, Dr. Perrin can speak a little bit about the 99%, which is the synthetic, which is what you were asking about a little earlier.
Okay.
Well, and I think another point to make and to keep in mind, too, is even companies that go in and extract the trans resveratrol at 50% or 98% or any of those levels, if you leave the resveratrol in certain climates, so UV light will change trans to cis, heat can change trans to cis resveratrol. So you can't just extract the molecule and say, okay, I'm done, I'm just going to put it into a capsule and send it out to market. These things need to be taken into consideration. And it's something that we pay very close attention to.
So that brings up another potential problem with labeling. There might be companies that are utilizing either an assay protocol or maybe doing an assay on the raw material, but not doing an assay on the final product. And maybe it may have started out as mostly trans, but what you're saying is correct. It may not end up being as much trans after it's been processed.
Correct. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And that's why we put our product into these amber glass bottles, and we tell everybody who purchases it, it's right on the label, to refrigerate once you've opened it to keep it in that dark, cool environment so that it can stay in that trans formula, in that trans form. In addition to that, we third-party test our products after they've been manufactured. So while we know that we're using the highest quality manufacturing, nitrogen-rich environment, we still third-party test to confirm that the levels of trans-resveratrol are where they need to be.
Very good. Okay, Sam.
Sure.
Are we ready for another break? Then we'll start taking phone calls or what?
Sounds like a good idea, Don. Just wanted to let our audience know that Naomi Whittle and Dr. James Perrin, they're talking about resveratrol, and the product that Naomi was talking about was products manufactured by Reservage Organics, who are making a number of products available at Wilner Chemists, resveratrol products, along with a few other products that are interesting. Maybe their time a little bit later we could talk about them, but anywhere from 100 milligram to 500 milligram resveratrol products, and just to let you know, we do carry them at Wilner Chemists. Okay, you're listening to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We'll probably be opening up the phones to you, so give us a call. There are a few lines open. 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after these words.
Okay, here's an event you won't want to miss out on, the annual Wilner Chemist Lunch and Learn Health Symposium. It'll be a day of educational lectures and good food at the Flat Hotel in Midtown Manhattan on May 22nd. Among the speakers will be Dr. Joy Brown, Dr. Robert Barry, Jack Chalam, Dr. Ron Hunninghackie, Mitchell Coven, and Dr. Felicia Stoller. Topics will include QH, CoQ10, women's health issues, treating stress, fatigue, anxiety, and sleep problems, and nutrition for top athletes and weekend warriors. In addition to a fine lunch, each attendee will receive free books, free products, and other valuable items worth more than the $29.99 registration fee. For more information, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. May 22nd, our annual Lunch and Learn Health Symposium, brought to you by Wilner Chemist, Solgar Vitamin Company, Konica, and WOR Radio. We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists. Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength specially processed licorice extract from the number one DGL brand available, enzymatic therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains Ultra Soothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. All Enzymatic Therapy products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back. And before we get to any of your questions on the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price. Don?
Okay. I think it's time for us to take a few phone calls, Sam. I think we have Harold on the phone from Long Island. It looks like his question is just the opposite of what I would have thought. But, Harold, welcome to the World in the Window. How can we help you today?
I appreciate some information. Dogs have very short lifespans. Has there been any research with resveratrol with the dogs or other animals?
There actually has been some research with canines and showing that it extends their lifetime. It's only about four studies that have been done at this point in time. One of the things that I always make sure that everybody knows when you look at dogs is just to make sure that there is no problem with the grape. So if you're taking resveratrol from the grape, dogs aren't supposed to have grapes. So just to be careful with that.
Thank you.
Dogs aren't supposed to have grapes? I didn't know that.
The grape seed, actually, if I believe. I'm not a veterinarian, but that's what I've heard.
Okay. All right, very interesting. What I thought the question was going to be related to, and I think it's a good question, is how much of the research on resveratrol has been done on animals versus done on humans?
Well, resveratrol is kind of at that cusp where it's moving from good animal trials into human clinical trials. And there's a lot of human clinical trials going on right now that are showing the health benefits, whether you're talking about, you know, different organs, diseases, whatever we're talking about. Animal trials have shown, if we're talking about life extension, there's some animal trials that have shown that like a study on mice showed, you know, that mice that were increased in size, obesity, lived to be the same length of time as mice who were on a calorie restriction diet. That became a very good study for showing how you could increase the quote unquote unhealthy lifestyle and still have and maintain a healthy longevity and kind of get around those diseases of aging.
Okay. All right. Let's take our next call. Sue from Cranberry, New Jersey. Sue, is it true that the very few people in Cranberry, New Jersey have urinary tract infections?
Well, no, they don't because of the cranberries.
There you go. I kind of suspected that'd be the case. Anyway,
thanks for playing along, Sue.
Yeah. I was just going to say thanks for being a good sport. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Well, I thoroughly enjoy your program every Sunday, and I find it most informative. My question to you on your subject today for resveratrol is I am on Coumadine because of AFib. Is it something that I could entertain taking?
I recommend that you ask your physician first. That's the first and foremost what I tell people.
He isn't going to know.
Well, it's probably true, but I want is for them to be aware that you are going to take resveratrol because resveratrol does have, as I said earlier, some of the same effect as aspirin. And in having some of the same effects, I want to make sure that your physician is aware in case you do have some signs and symptoms that they would then want to say, okay, let's back off of the resveratrol or stop taking it completely.
What I wanted to hear. I wasn't sure whether they had some effect on the thinning part, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, as you say, that many, many things that are good for you also have a little bit of blood thinning effect on the platelets. And the judgment that has to be made is always, do you want to increase the risk of bleeding, which you probably do to some degree, or do you want to increase the risk or decrease the risk of clotting, which is why you're on Coumadin in the first place? And we don't really have the laboratory tools to tell you for each individual person. And so it's a judgment call of which way you want to place your bets.
Well, why couldn't someone, let's say, let their doctor know so that the doctor knows that the patient is going to be consistently, predictably taking a supplement day in and day out rather than intermittently, and then get the blood check to see where then change the Coumadin.
Well, that's the important point. This is not working by the same mechanism as Coumadin.
Okay.
Coumadin is blocking a number of biochemical reactions, mm-hmm. but it's not really affecting the platelets directly. While in research labs you can measure platelet stickiness, as a practical matter, we can't. So that the Coumadin level is going to be the same, the INR is going to be the same, but even though the blood will be a little thinner because the platelets aren't quite as sticky. Now, that may be a good thing or a bad thing. It's a judgment that each doctor is going to have to make in their recommendations. And by and large, most doctors would rather err on the side of a passive error than causing an error. And so they're mostly going to say no.
Thank you, Dr. Podell.
Yeah, I, of course, you all know my opinion. I think this concern about the effects on the thinning of blood from these various supplements is way overblown, and everybody worries about it a heck of a lot more than they really should be. We've talked about when we had Dr. Duffy Mackay on, he pointed out that there are actually even studies that show that even fish oil, it's not a major problem. So, we have to kind of take the path of caution, as Dr. Podell was pointing out, and as Dr. Perrin points out, the same thing. I mean, you know, we're not going to be the ones that to tell you, yeah, it's okay, go ahead and do it. So maybe I'll tell you that, but forget it. Anyway.
Isn't that why I'm in the show, to protect
you
from
yes,
that?
Yes. You are. You keep me balanced.
Oh, now I remember.
Okay. All right. Before we take the next call, I just want to point out we do have some open lines, and if we don't get to your call this hour, we'll get right to you at the beginning of the next hour. So if you do have any questions, this is an excellent opportunity to call in and get queued up. The number is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, we have a short period of time. Let's get started with Nadine from Connecticut. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Nadine. How can we help you today?
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. I'm calling for my dad. He's 89. He has wet and dry macula, and I'd like to know if the resveratrol would be helpful and in what dosage.
Well, I think I've seen a couple of good studies with the macular degeneration, and unfortunately it hasn't come out really conclusive as to whether it would help or not. I don't think it would be a problem. I just don't know if you would get a huge benefit as far as that disease is concerned. If I were recommending a dose, it would probably be around the 250 milligram level, and I would see how that goes and see, you know, if you start them on it just to make sure it's fine, and look at, you know, all the other benefits that you might be getting as well, that on top of the macular degeneration. So.
Yeah, and of course you can't forget about the first recommendation I would think of would be lutein and zeaxanthin. These are two carotenoids that are known to be important for the structure of the macula, so you would want to start there, and perhaps you wanted to add the resveratrol. Thank you for that call. Okay, we're going to have to pause for a moment, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Twin Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil contains 100% Superba Pure Krill Oil, which contains the omega-3 fatty acids EPA DHA in phospholipid form. This phospholipid form is more bioavailable than omega-3 triglycerides found in traditional fish oil products because it closely resembles the phospholipids found in the human brain and is more easily recognized, incorporated, and utilized by the body. Combined with the naturally occurring antioxidant
astaxanthin, this phospholipid helps to prevent oxidation, which can lower the quality of omega-3 fatty acids from fish. To further support heart health, TwinLab has added vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to omega-3 cardio-krill oil. TwinLab's omega-3 cardio-krill oil, along with all other TwinLab products, is now on sale at 40% off list price at Wilner Chemist for a limited time.
This is Sam Forbes along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guests Naomi Whittle and Dr. James Perrin, who will be joining us for the next hour. We are your nutritional Wilner chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the one with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price. I want to remind you this is a two-hour show, and we hope you'll stay tuned for our next hour. We'll be right back after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.